This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan, 1 o'clock. J.P. Finley of NBC Sports Washington will join us. He was in Dallas, Redskins, Cowboys. 118, we're going to play a couple of the clips from Kirk Cousins on Friday you may have missed that stood out to us, specifically him reacting to Marshall Faulk and the criticism of the NFL Network crew that he had a bad game. He had some very interesting things to say about that. Also on Cousins, thought one of his insights on the interceptions he's thrown this year and how they've changed from the past was thought-provoking, so we'll play that for you as well. Get back into some of the top five and bottom five stories from the National Football League weekend that was as well on Grant and Danny. People want to chime in, though. We were talking about the Redskins and what you need to see in the final few weeks to be content, to be impressed by them. Drew is in D.C. What's up, Drew? How are you?
Drew.
Hey, Coach. How y'all?
What up, bud?
Doing well, sir. How are you?
All right. I have to chime in, you know, on the Redskins, you know, with the Kirk thing. What I take away from this whole thing, if anything, for them to pay Kirk this year, this is the year that you really pay Kirk. You look at the makeshift offensive line that we had, you understand injuries are part of the game, but the injuries that we had, it was just taken to another level. And he's already in the top five or top three with passing percentage and completions with the receivers we got. And you just look at the guys, if they would just catch the ball, you know, he would be beyond that. And like I said, you know, a lot of us didn't – we was hoping for them to keep a Pierre Garçon, which I was hoping for, because he was a Redskin. Pierre Garçon would at least count for at least two wins. For these people that's dogging Kirk Cousins and stuff like that, you got to look at it. When you put people on that offensive line to guard your backside, even though it's the next man up, psychologically in your head, you know that guy's not ready. So he balled out and he played under duress. And these interceptions that he threw, one was tip and Crowder – you know, you get hot and cold Crowder. So that's my analogy on that. Pay the man. The man has proved himself. Stop playing around.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks, appreciate you. Yeah, and we weren't even talking Cousins here. We're more talking about the stretch run and what you need or want to see. So I guess in relation to that, maybe for him it's, you know, Cousins continue to play the way that he has and make it real tough on the Redskins to let him walk. I do think if he plays the final four like he played against the Giants, two big second-half touchdowns, and even in this bad loss to Dallas where – he played a pretty quality football game, was the best thing they had going on offense, then the Redskins are going to be a lot more likely to slap a third franchise tag on him, which you know how I feel. I think that's a mistake. I think that's going to be ridiculous. But he's not going to negotiate a long-term deal. There's no reason for him to do that.
Yeah, there's no incentive for him to, again, cross the bridge that the Redskins made. And that's what I've said a million times. I'm going to keep saying that.
He'll just go year to year. And they don't have a choice but to basically, if they want to keep him, pay him $34 million, or just let him walk.
And I think that's what they're going to do. And I've said all along, I think they're going to make the wrong choice here, the same way they made the wrong choice about that Griffin injury guarantee where you made it so you couldn't play him and just had to keep him in bubble wrap so that when he's the scout team safety, we're all holding our breath that he doesn't tear an Achilles so that they owed him $16.5 million against the salary cap. They made a terrible decision. They make terrible decisions. I think here's the next one on the line. Instead of preparing for life after, they're just sort of twiddling their thumbs, just hoping that the situation resolves itself. Maybe Cousins will play badly, they hope. What doesn't matter. There's enough deposits in this 45-game sample bank of him as a starter that tells you, sorry, bro, the cat's out of the bag on this one.
If you are just getting into your car for a late lunch, just listening to the show for one of the first times today, big news, and you'll hear more about this at the top of the hour in the update, the Giants have blown out Ben McAdoo and general manager Jerry Reese. So he's now available, by the way, if you want a general manager. That's a guy that was the architect of some Super Bowl runs for New York and has really struggled here recently in roster building. The Giants, according to initially Ian Rappaport, but it's been confirmed all over the place now, firing McAdoo and Reese, defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo, who has been a head coach in the NFL, taking over as the interim for the rest of the season. McAdoo and Reese fired a day after the Giants were beaten in Oakland, falling to 2-10. obviously a year that's been riddled by injuries, but for them, it's so much bigger than that. They haven't had quite as many injuries, say, as the Redskins or even some other teams.
Man, some key ones.
Some huge ones, yeah. Like Odell Beckham Jr. back on October 8th. The problem for them, among other things, has been that their offense has been wretched dating back to the end of last season. And their defense regressed and wasn't carrying them any longer. And I mean, they have just been one of the three worst teams in football start to finish this year.
I was so wrong about
that. With a lot of talent and a lot of money spent, McAdoo, an original report came out yesterday that he could be fired within 24 hours of the game, has been. He had said that he was going to keep showing up at work until his key card stopped working. Well, I guess his key card stopped working.
They stopped it from working, yeah.
That's a pretty good job, though, to be honest with you. Now, the quarterback question is the biggest one. He just benched Eli Manning for Geno Smith. Geno's probably going to be gone next year. Eli will either be their starter or somewhere else. Davis Webb, very unlikely to be their starter in week one.
It's a great gig, and here's why.
Do you draft a quarterback top five?
Well, I bet you they end up doing that, but I'm telling you, it's a new GM, new everything, and after the disaster this year, you got more job security than you'll ever find in a New York situation where you're walking into, oh, this was such a disaster last year. If we're just okay, I'm a miracle worker. You'll get benefit of the doubt, especially if you're developing a young quarterback that's going to take snaps for the first time other than someone that, besides Eli Manning, for the first time in almost two decades. That's a great job to go get.
J.P. Finley at 1, some Cousins audio at 118, and then the top and bottom five from the Sunday that was around the NFL next. Grant and Danny with you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.